Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives, and I help companies worldwide triple their impact per engineer. And today I want to talk about a concept that is closely related to enabling that tripling and doubling of impact, and that is understanding that we have to stop being obsessed with edge case thinking. What am I talking about? So over the past weeks, I've been giving a bunch of talks and podcast interviews about the book, The Tech Executive Operating System, by the way, if you don't know yet. And I see people raising the same sorts of questions. And now, I love questions. It means that people are actually trying to apply what I'm saying to their day-to-day business. However, I am noticing an incredible amount of talented, bright executives who treat new ideas with these goggles where they view things as they would view code, for example. What they end up doing when they hear about a new idea that I'm telling them, I have helped dozens of companies perform. It is based on worldwide application in different companies and not just from my own experience. It has some grounding in actual research, that sort of stuff. And they are so skeptical, trying to poke holes in every single angle. And what they are doing is they are performing this sort of edge case testing for this idea I'm bringing up. And I'm not talking about any specific idea. I'm talking about, in general, the concept of hearing of new ways to manage your team, to increase your impact, to grow to the next stage of your organization. Of course, you cannot and should not simply take advice from someone, especially if it's someone you're only meeting for the first time on a webinar, and just say, I'm going to run with it. That's perfectly fine, because at some point you're going to run across someone who's selling snake oil. And yet, how about we try and let go of that old world thinking of the days when you were an engineer or an engineering manager, and try and view the world using goggles that are more optimistic. Identifying caveats in what you are being told, finding those edge cases, playing find the loophole on every new idea has worked for you incredibly in the past. I know that because that is what makes engineers good engineers, right? We are able to load a complex state of code and of a big system into our mind and play it and find where things are gonna break. We should not assume the same sort of work when we are performing organizational work, when we are leading. I've talked a bunch about executive mindset, about being that lighthouse of positivity, optimism, of can-do attitude. And the same applies to how you view new ideas, how you approach new changes that you are considering. That is because whenever we try to start up a new idea, a new change initiative, things are going to get hard. We will have to tailor it specifically to your organization. There's no one size fits all in our industry. And therefore, we have to always be ready for the adjustments, for the tuning, for the learning that's about to come. Nevertheless, we cannot allow this fact to let us obsess over caveats and minor details before even giving the idea a proper chance. For example, do not assume that any change where you supply your team with more autonomy, with greater independence, means that you will see them doing things that are completely unimportant every single day. I get the instinct. This is again that sort of edge case where you're looking at this, you're saying, oh, there's no if condition that makes sure that no unimportant work passes through the filter. But as opposed to real life code, where you might have a queue getting tens of thousands of requests a second, this is not gonna be the same. You have real people here. People I hope you can trust. People that you actually know and you can talk to. Provide them feedback. Help them grow. people who are likely very talented, very smart, very motivated, or you wouldn't have them in your team, right? You spend a small fortune every single month paying them to do their work. I'm assuming you trust them somewhat, right? They have the passwords to take production down. Why can't we trust them to make the right decisions? Or that at least you and your leadership team will be able to be on top of things, provide them with feedback as they improve. So eventually you might have some unimportant work getting done, but not a whole bunch, and the team learns, becomes more autonomous, therefore increasing their impact per engineer. This is just an example. But we have to stop assuming the worst of people. We have to stop assuming the worst of changes. If you observe every single change, every new opportunity, as a pessimistic, cynical tech wizard, you will not try anything. There's a reason that leadership requires belief. It requires you to be able to help those around you make leaps of faith. That is how we get people to move. That is how we create motion in organizations. So I urge you, please stop defaulting to this edge case thinking. It is not helping you as much as it used to a few years ago. If you want to have one takeaway from this short episode, I would recommend you having a small post-it note saying it's possible and having it near your screen or something for the next week or so, and see how many times does it prompt you to notice. How many times are you defaulting to edge case thinking? I promise you, you won't regret giving it a chance. And if you're thinking that's not gonna work for me, hello, edge case thinking. That's it for this week. If you want to read more about stuff like the executive mindset, do check out my book, The Tech Executive Operating System. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to the best online newsletter for tech execs. The link is in the show notes, as well as the link to the book. Thank you, and talk to you soon.